The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales.
Welcome back, my little terror fiends. Are you ready for tonight's terror tale? Now, tonight's story is about a girl who's left home all alone for the first time with only her dog for company. And I call this one The Licked Hand. Enjoy.
One night, a girl was left home all alone while her parents went out for a meal with some friends. The parents thought she was too old for a babysitter, so they decided she could stay home alone as long as she locked all the windows and doors as soon as they left. Usually she would not have wanted to be left alone. However, her parents had just bought her a beautiful German Shepherd dog just weeks before. The reason for such a gift was because the girl had been suffering from nightmares for years, and having a dog sleeping in her bedroom helped her feel at ease. When her parents left, she went around the house making sure that all the windows and doors were locked, per their orders. But there was one window in the basement that she could not close completely. And trying as best as she could, she finally got the window shut, but it would not lock. So she left the window and went back upstairs. But just to make sure that no one could come in, she put the deadbolt lock on the basement door. Then she sat down and had some dinner, fed her dog, and decided to go to bed for the night. Settling down, she snuggled in her bed. Her dog slept underneath the bed. She reached her hand down and let her dog lick it and said goodnight to it. During the night, she woke up startled. The girl lay there wondering what had woken her, when suddenly she heard a noise. It was a dripping sound and seemed to be coming from the bathroom. She must have left the water running, and now it's dripping into the drain of the sink. So thinking it's no big deal, she decided to go back to sleep. But she felt very nervous, so she reached her hand over the edge of the bed and let the dog lick her hand for reassurance. Again, about 3:45, she woke up hearing the dripping sound, and again she reached down and let the dog lick her hand. Then she fell back to sleep as usual. At 6:52, she decided she had enough. She got up just in time to see her parents pulling up to the house.
Good,
she thought.
Now somebody can fix the sink, because I know I didn't leave it running.
She walked into the bathroom, and there was the dog, skinned and hanging up on the curtain rod. The noise she had heard was its blood dripping into a puddle on the floor. The girl screamed and ran into the bedroom to get a weapon, just in case someone was still in the house. And there on the floor, next to her bed, she saw a small note written in blood saying, "Humans can lick too, my dear."
Well, wasn't that just a gruesome story, my little fiends? Well, I guess it's time for my joke of the day. Are you ready? What do monsters love to play? Hide and shriek! I just kill me. Join me over on Patreon for some more bonus content and unreleased episodes that are ad-free. Join me today. You won't want to miss these stories and bonus contents. Make sure to get your blood bubbling. Click the link to the show notes in this episode to join today. And that's all the time we have for this week. Join me again next Tuesday for an all-new Terror Tale episode. Until then, remember, kiddos, stay spooky!